Alright, you're listening to Tsundere Banana at AnimeDiet.net from the Diet 3 directly to your ears. Ugh, okay. Fire. You know, because I'm doing this on the internet, my ass isn't arrested immediately. You know, if you do this in public, if you start yelling fire in public and there's no fire, you get your ass arrested. At least that's in the U.S. Well, you get your ass fined or something, like $5,000 and one year of jail time or something for car. I don't give a fuck what the legal term for that shit is. Anyway, so but maybe, you know, that's what I think is cool about anime. You can get away with so many things on it, which you can't get away with in real life action. Or, I mean, can you imagine having Queen's Blade actually in a movie? Oh, wait. Yeah, they have those movies before. But somehow, to me, it's more interesting watching Queen's Blade. You know, because they actually managed to cram a lot of plot into season 2 and great music. Whereas with those B movies in the past, you really can't do much. You couldn't do much with them. But in any case, yeah, that's why this anime is good. You can break, smash through armors, and you have big-breasted women with nice butt. And they'll have superpowers like, you know, like even a loser like Lena, for some reason, she actually develops some sort of superpower that explodes up. Because think about it, her older sister had a power of lightning for some reason. And no one else had the power, but it didn't seem to matter. You know, it's like Listy's super strong, but she doesn't have any supernatural power or something. And all of a sudden, Lena develops one. I don't know what the deal is. But the first time I got into anime, not the first time. Well, that was a long time ago. Was when I was a little kid. I watched Doraemon. But whatever. Okay. What is it? My renaissance for anime probably was Ninja Scroll. That was during 1995, my first year of college. And I gotta tell you, I love it was Madhouse. I love the animation, love the concept. To me, I was really a banana then. So, you know, that was amazing to me. I mean, I had traces of memories from the past of reading Dragon Ball Z manga. Yes, I read that stuff, okay? And I watched some Dragon Ball Z episode. Yes, I watched those stuff, okay? Way before you fanboys did it. And I used to like it too. I used to like the stuff too. You know, until I grew up and realized that it was very, 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 very long and dragged out. Sorry. I get bored with it. And but you know what I liked about it was this one part where that wasn't okay. This is another thing. So this is this Project Echo anime, and basically, you know, you have missile shooting and Echo. What's Echo? And she's just using missiles as stairs and charge toward the enemy. You know, I'm using my left hand, two of my fingers on my left hand, try to simulate charging, walking through up the stair or something. And that was a cool part. I think that's another part of guiding me into anime because it was so interesting. The fact you can just do anything you want. And somehow the pictorial form is very, very appealing. Now, I've got friends who used to, like, not even watch it. And now they do. My friend Tom, for example, before he was laid off, he's got a job now, but he's an independent contractor, consultant, whatever. But before, he was working with a company. After he got laid off and he started watching Bleach and Naruto, and, you know, and he tried Queen's Blade, the first episode, and he saw the milkmaid. What? No, the milkmaid is Cartelia. He saw the Bio Bio Pink, the pink jelly, the rabbit ear pink jelly, the Kugimiya Rie character, Milona. He saw Milona squirting out milk, and, you know, he's married, he's a dad of two kids, so he didn't want to see that, and he turned it off, and whatever. But, you know, he's Ibanjin, you know, people who watches Bleach and Naruto and Dragon Ball Z and not much beyond that, you're Ibanjin. Just don't argue. You're Ibanjin. Anyway, and feel free not to listen to this anymore. But, it was just because you can do so much in animation, and it's simply amazing, and the special effects and all that. There's something appealing about pictorial form, and that's why I got into it. You know, because all the amazing things, and, you know, like, did I talk about Ninja Squirrel? I think I talked about Ninja Squirrel, but the thing about Ninja Squirrel is, you know, I love the fighting, you know, I love the story, it was intense, you know, and it kind of helped with the finger in the crutch thing, you know, it's, hey, you know. But, so, you know, that's pretty much how I got into anime in the first place. I'll be perfectly honest with you, though. With today's anime, sometimes, to me, there's a lack of satisfactoriness. Like, sometimes it seems like, even as amazing as some shows are, and to a lot of people, they're simply great, I've got to tell you, I don't particularly... Like, for example, a show like 11 Eyes, for example... Like, some people will consider it actually pretty good. It's got good action. It's got interesting concept. It is from an eroge. So, that doesn't always help. But Too Hard was from an eroge, and I like Too Hard. I really like Too Hard. That was a great show. And, yeah, like, that's a decent... Like, the 11 Eyes is a decent show, right? But, I don't know, just... I watch it, not because it's anything spectacular. I think my problem with being an anime veteran is that I've watched one too many things, and it's hard for it to impress me anymore. Like, shows like, let's take Railgun, for example. It has wonderful, awesome animation in the first three episodes. And, you know, later, first two episodes. And later, you know, there are some breakdowns. And just like Queen's Blade Season 2, Queen's Blade Season 2 has some really awful breakdowns that were terrible. But, you know, and it's hard to explain. It's the concept of Railgun is interesting, but a campus city, even that's been done before. It's called Maihime. No? It's called Kanatsuki no Maiko, or the Moon Priestess or something. It's like a perfect otaku realm, you know. It's most of this stuff are featuring women. You know why most shows are featuring women? Is it because of the revolutionary changing of role for women that's brought about by Gundam, you know, in anime where, you know, like... No, it's because we otaku men, we just want to see a bunch of girls on screen doing girl things. You know, for the lack of dating app prospect, what did you think? Of course, if I were an Ibanjin, actually I envy Ibanjin. If I were a normal person, if I were a commoner, I wouldn't be doing this stuff. Okay, I wouldn't be trying to start a business with this without a thing. Okay, I wouldn't be the de facto CEO of Anime Diet. It's just freakishly weird. Amazingly weird. It's amazingly weird. That's it. This is the term I'm trying to push. Amazingly weird. You know, it's amazing, but it's weird. It's amazingly weird. Is that redundant? In any event, like, the thing about Railgun, it's got a great story. It's got a great concept. And I tell you what, though, it's still kind of old. You know, anime like Kurozuka, which is not a moe show, which is actually not a fan service show. That's an amazing piece of anime. It's made by Madhouse, obviously. Great action, awesome drama, great incorporation of a traditional Japanese no art, no theater. It's no theater, not no theater. It's no theater. Whatever. And amazing shows like that, you know, and I'm contradicting myself. On one hand, I actually like shows with only women in it. Because as an Asian guy living in an Asian country, I'm American, son, but with my skin, and I look around and there's a bunch of boys, there's men everywhere. I go to a restaurant and there's fucking boys everywhere. You know, I'm saying this freaking nation needs more girls. That's going to be the social problem in 10 years. In any event, I'm going a little bit over the length. I'm usually set it for 10 minutes. But what I'm wishing is that I wish shows like Kurozuka will actually get more promotion. You know, shows that actually mean something, mean substance. You know, they're not Miyazaki works, but they'll actually push anime through the stratosphere and become, I wouldn't say mainstream, but become a better art, a better appreciated art form. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, like the I don't like Ibanji because they have terrible, pissy attitudes about our stuff, okay? Maybe that's the reason. I'm just saying, you know, and to sum it, to wrap everything up, I started anime a long time ago. I pretty much, I'm a veteran. But there's just so many similar things out there, and I get sick of it. You know, I wish they come up with something. Once in a while, they come up with something revolutionary, but isn't always there. Okay, before I bore you any further, I'm just going to stop here. So, this is Tsundere Banana at AnimeDiet.net from the Diet 3 directly to your ears. Peace out.